com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
School is in session.
With your host, Tim Stein.
If I had to, I'd pee on any one of you.
Heartbreak Mike.
They call me Cookie Dude.
The Omega.
When I walk outside naked, people throw garbage at me.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm hopeless and awkward and desperate for love.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
We just stayed up all night talking on the internet.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Not the beginning we had planned, but who knows? We might make up for that. We're going to try. But for now, business as usual. Another week in the wild world of professional wrestling, and three people here to talk about it this evening. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike. Squeeing over there.
I thought only Lindsay squeed.
It's just a bizarre noise I was not prepared for.
It's not bizarre. Squeed. Leave me alone. Let's start.
And, of course, the one that has to lead this train wreck farther down the track, the one and only Tim Stein.
All aboard! Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And just a little heads up to everybody who may be tuned in right now to listen to the Kelly Klein interview. We are still efforting her. There is a bit of a situation with actually reaching her via phone. We shall endeavor to get her for segment two, just so you know. Don't tune out. Don't turn away. We're going to be doing our best. That said, all of you who are first-time listeners, including my brother-in-law Jack in Ontario at the marina on the boat, you bastard! I'm jealous. I hope that the water's all nice and nice and smooth for you. Thanks for tuning in and listening to all of us talk. Everybody, say hello to my brother-in-law Jack.
Hi.
Hello.
Mike, play along.
He just said
he was away.
Oh, yeah, I just totally missed that because I'm too busy multitasking. I apologize. Yeah, there's also some guy named Mike, and no, it's not my brother Mike. It's some, well, he's could be my brother from another mother. You never know.
No, no, there's no resemblance whatsoever.
There's what?
You have no resemblance to the other Mike, no.
Well, I don't know. We both wear glasses sometimes.
No. Maury Povich isn't even taking this one.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
As much as he tries to be, no.
Yeah, all right, yeah. I'm just, I'm actually too busy watching my TV with my really awesome IPTV box. Have you guys heard about this?
Heard a little bit about it. We talked about it last week.
Well, geez, you know, it's so awesome that I'm going to be selling them. So you guys need to, all of you listening to me, need to get a hold of me to find out what's going on. But just to get you a little bit updated, thanks to Sir Rockin' for putting together the page, go to wildtalkradio.com/IPTV. It'll give you a bunch of information. It'll blow your mind. It's blown my mind. And it's just, like, absolutely awesome. And I just want to come home from work every day so I can watch my TV with this thing. It's awesome.
You know what you could put on your TV, Tim?
WWE Network?
You could, and currently on there is SummerSlam 1994 with Bret Hart versus Owen Hart in the big blue steel cage.
Oh, let me go to that IPTV page and find the channel for the WWE Network on the IPTV box.
No, the match is over, and they're already beating up on Bret.
Damn. Somebody's beating up on Bret, and I'm missing it?
I know. You got to go out there and save him.
Whoa, shit, somebody actually, wait a minute, this isn't WTR Sims on Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern?
11:30 p.m. Eastern.
I was close, goddamn. Well, sometimes you do a pre-show at 11 Eastern.
Depending on the day, yes.
Oh, hey, look, there's Owen, and there's Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and they're walking away from the ring.
Bruce is up there trying to act tough.
Bruce has always been trying to act tough. Bruce is jealous because he's never had the fame and fortune that Bret and Owen got. It's funny. I shouldn't say that just in case members of the Hart family are listening and I don't want to get in trouble again.
So, side note before we get into stuff.
Yeah, so when you have the chance, just check out wildtalkradio.com/IPTV.
Yeah, go do that. No, I was going to say, for everyone who clamors for the big blue cage to come back, there was like a 20-minute intermission just to get the cage up. On this pay-per-view.
Those old cages, oh my God.
It's like it's duct taped to the ring post. No, legit, you look at it, there's blue duct tape on the ring post holding the cage onto the post. It's all kinds of special.
Is that Michael Cole?
No.
Who is that?
The announcer? It's Vince McMahon.
Is that Vince?
It's Vince.
That's not Vince.
It's Vince and Jerry.
I'm talking in the back room chasing after Owen.
Oh, chasing after Owen. That's Todd Pengel.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant the announcers.
No. I meant the interviewer dude.
No, that's Todd Pengel.
Yeah, okay. I don't miss that hairstyle.
Mike Chioda had a mullet.
If you can believe it, yeah. Mullets still exist. All you have to do is travel to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, or Alabama.
And who would want to travel to either place?
Nobody in the right mind.
Not to offend anyone listening in Edmonton, but y'all
hey,
know.
Hey, fuck Edmonton. I don't want to offend Alabama. Spoken like a true Calgarian. That's me. Yeah. Anyway, we sort of been talking about wrestling. Why don't we talk about Brock Lesnar? There's been rumors, guys, that he might be making his return to the UFC. But if he does that, he'd first have to go into the drug testing pool, the USDA doping pool thing to make sure that he's clean. Sorry about the chuckle.
No, you're not.
You're right.
Just saying.
It was kind of funny.
It'll go over so well for him.
Do you see him getting cleared and reinstated? What do you think, Omega?
Ha.
You don't think so?
He already got busted once.
Okay. He will get... He just has to go into the testing pool and he's reinstated. It's not like he has to go pass a test to get reinstated. He just has to put his name back on the list to be reinstated.
Doesn't he also have a suspension, like they froze it because he went into retirement?
Right, so once he puts his name back on the list, the suspension, then time continues.
It plays out. How much was left on that suspension when he walked away?
About 6 months.
So we're looking January 2018 at the earliest, the end of January 2018, February 2018, for Brock to return to the ring. But apparently... He's already got a challenger.
Over the week, there was rumors that there was, you know, they were wanting to fight John Jones and Brock Lesnar.
And do you have a clip? For
yeah,
us
I can go get that in 2 seconds. But it's like,
okay.
Dana White was so adamant. No, there's no talk of it. It's ridiculous. That would never happen. This is not going to be a fight we're ever going to see. It's just ridiculous. Then, well, John Jones...
Last night at UFC 2014, John Jones beat the shit out of who?
Daniel Cormier.
So, I was going to say some jabroni, but no, it was Cormier.
I believe it was Cormier, yeah. Yeah, Cormier.
And after the fight, Jones won. After the fight, he had a 22-second clip for Brock Lesnar.
Pete tonight, John Jones with
Brock Lesnar. If you want to know what it feels like to get your ass kicked by a guy who weighs 40 pounds less than you, meet me in the octagon.
And mic drop.
The mic drop of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, you know, that should be a new segment right here on WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. The mic drop of the week.
All right, Tim, make sure you prepare a segment every week.
I don't know if I would want to do that or not.
Your idea.
I know. Doesn't mean I have to do it. Does it?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Shit. All right. I'll think about it.
If you come up with it, you have to do it.
Fine. Mic drop of the week. Everybody's got to come up with what they would be, in their opinion, would be the mic drop of the week.
I like how it immediately makes it a segment where everyone has to go dig something up.
Why not? Rock does that to us when he creates segments. Exactly. Thank you very much.
But that's my job to come up with those segments.
Anyway, do you want to see John Jones and Brock Lesnar score off in the Octagon, Omega?
I don't care.
I do, because for this reason. Because he's 205, this John Jones. You gotta make the Octagon purple.
Oh, God.
Purple.
How much duct tape is that gonna need?
Is it gonna be Octagon 205 left?
It should be. Make the whole entire cage purple, the mat purple, everything.
Would you just talk about duct taping cages?
We did. It's all ties together.
Literally.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I think that maybe Brock should stay retired from UFC, personally speaking.
We all thought he was. But then comes money. And it's not just on Brock's end. UFC is desperate to pay off a $4.3 billion debt. And how do you do that? You need big money fights.
You need guys like Brock Lesnar to show their asses up and say, hey, where's my money and give me my Bud Light, or Coors Light, sorry.
And it's one of those things when you look at Conor McGregor, who's coming up to fight Floyd Mayweather in a boxing fight, he's getting paid a lot of money to go box.
Mm-hmm.
About 7-8 times the amount he gets paid for a UFC fight, if not
more.
Were
you telling me that the cheapest tickets for that McGregor-Mayweather fight were $3,500?
Yeah.
And they wonder why they have hundreds of seats still available.
Yep, and those are the cheap tickets.
Those are the cheap ones.
Yeah. No, my point is, he's going to be paid so much money to box.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he ever step back into a UFC cage? What's the incentive if he's going to make, say, $20 million for a boxing fight when he makes $3 million for a UFC fight? Why would he get back in the cage? Point
being, because he enjoys getting beat up?
Or possibility of only having a two-minute work day?
Or he doesn't need to because he has all the money in the world now. And that's the thing. So if the prospect of him not coming back is looming, you need more attraction. And this is last night with John Jones' first fight since he was suspended sort of last year at the same fight Brock Lesnar was suspended on.
Can't we just have two separate UFC divisions, the juice and the non-juiced? Seriously.
But the juice is getting out of prison. Oh, wrong juice.
Wrong juice, and he's not getting out until, oh my God, October?
October 1st, 3 months from now.
October what?
1st.
October 1st. Here it is. October 3rd is my birthday. October 3rd was the day he was found not guilty of that thing that happened.
There's a thing that happened? He has no history of anything happening.
He wrote a book, If I Did It. Did you see the cover of that book? To the casual glance, it reads, I did it. The if is the little tiny if inside the capital I. Talk about tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, well, that's the point. That's the grab.
Yep.
That's marketing.
And that's just nasty. Yeah, but still, anyway, what can you do?
So it begs the question now, will Brock stick around with WWE with a pending looming fight?
His contract is coming up for a renewal pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And there's rumors that he's not going to re-sign. But, of course, when it comes to WWE contract rumors, we've heard this ad infinitum from people who have re-signed.
Remember WrestleMania 31?
Uh-huh.
Last time Brock's contract was up and he was rumored to go to UFC?
Yep. And he kind of sort of showed up 3 weeks later on Raw. Kind of, sort of. So, I don't know. The one thing that people get upset about is Brock Lesnar is not full-time on TV. But for somebody like me, when you look at it, the champion almost never showed up on TV, only showed up at house shows. Today's version of the house show is the pay-per-view, you know, and Brock is promoted as a prize fighter. I don't have a problem with not seeing the WWE Universal title on every single week on Raw. And a champion defending his title should be a big draw at a big show.
Yes. I'd rather see the title more often than every 2 months.
Well, you know, once a month would be good. For the other 3 weeks, give me Paul Heyman cutting a promo on behalf of his client, Brock Lesnar. And I'm happy.
I mean, we're in this day and age where we kind of forget the whole, oh, the champion has to defend every 30-day rule. It just kind of makes me wonder, well, I understand. If you tell Brock you're stripping the title from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand that if you do that, then, you know, he will eat your bones like candy. But
now, yeah,
you know, there is come a point where I start to kind of wonder, well, that how long can he stay away and still be called the champion? Because we can have guys go out for injury and go, oh no, you're going to be, medically, you won't be able to wrestle for 2 months. We have to take the belt off you. Oh, Brock wants 3 months off. Okay.
Well, depending on who it is and the reason for not showing up. How many pay-per-views has Brock missed?
Don't count.
There's a pay-per-view almost every month for WWE for the Raw brand. They count that.
It's like one every two or three weeks now.
Seems like every other week there's a pay-per-view to watch. Of course, not just Raw, but yeah, anyway. So, I don't know. Do you want to see Brock come back to WWE? Or would you rather he did go to UFC, go back to UFC?
I don't mind Brock being around as a big attraction. It does bug me that we do have a champion who isn't present on the show. Because that means the only world champion presence we have right now is Jinder Mahal.
Oh, please tell me you're not going to say nasty stuff about my buddy Raj.
I'm just saying that as a public image thing, it's really weird when, you know, you have Brock Lesnar as your champion who almost never shows up, but your fighting champion is Jinder Mahal.
Your fighting champion is the weakest champion in recent memory, and your strongest champion refuses to show up on live TV.
Okay, yeah, so you have one champion who comes to work but can't get the job done himself, and then the other one who could kill anybody in the arena anytime he wanted to, can't be asked to show up.
Yeah. Well, speaking about, you know, sticking with Brock Lesnar here, apparently he's going to be defending the championship against Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, and Braun Strowman. Is this a case of they're throwing everything into the pot because they don't know exactly what to do with all four of these guys?
It's if we decide to actually put the title on somebody who's actually going to be there every week.
No.
Then this is the kind of situation where, oh, we don't have to make Brock take a pinfall.
Okay, let me throw it at you. Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar? Who should have the title?
It shouldn't be either, to be honest.
There you go. Roman Reigns is going to be on every week. He's going to be defending it every week.
Well, yeah, true. He's going to be the fighting champion that I would prefer to see on WWE television, yes.
Even though he's one of the guys you definitely don't want to see carry that title.
It is a double-edged sword.
Uh-huh. What are the chances they'd give it to Braun?
Slim to none right now. I don't think they really mind having him in his, you know, big monster mode that he is in.
Uh-huh.
And so when you have that kind of guy as a champion, mm-hmm. you know, as we have with Brock right now, it's fine on occasion.
Yeah.
But I don't think you could get away with it every week.
Well, speaking as somebody who has written wrestling shows and worked with a locker room full of talent, as well as a fan, and both of us being, you know, almost kind of sort of like insiders, somewhat, more or less. The school of thought when putting the belt on one of your guys is you always have somebody in the room who's better chasing the title than holding it. You know, like Stone Cold, everybody was happy when he had the belt, but he was way better chasing the title, and you had better stories with him chasing the title. He was over enough with the crowd. He didn't need the belt. Look at these four guys, Brock, Roman, Joe, and Braun. Who should be at the top of the list for chasing the title, in your opinion?
In my honestly, out of that list, I'd rather see Joe.
Okay, you want to see Joe chasing it?
If only because, like, because the default answer to that is Reigns. That's what we've seen out of Reigns for a long fucking time. At some point, I want to, begrudging as it is, to actually see him as a champion, because he is not one of those guys that we've chosen to be, like, the guy we want to follow. It's one of corporate's choices that, you know, we just, we don't want this because it's being forced on us.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that. At some point, you have to pay that off and actually have him hold the belt successfully for a long time to actually, you know, have some kind of credibility to how hard he's fought to get to that point.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Now, you've eliminated Samoa Joe. Pick your champion. You got three left.
God, it would have to be Reigns in that case.
So you would have Reigns hold the title and Joe chasing the title.
Yeah, I think so.
That would really work. Is Roman Braun so played out that Braun chasing the title wouldn't work? Or is it the fact that Braun is supposed to be a heel? They get the wrong kind of crowd reaction by putting those two out there all the time.
That is part of it.
Yeah.
That is part of it. They really want him to be the next big show. They want him to be the next unstoppable monster heel.
Yeah.
People love watching him kill Roman.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't make him a heel when he's doing something the crowd really wishes they could do themselves. Right now, you have a WWE audience, especially at the TV events, that are living vicariously through Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman right now represents the frustration of the WWE's most hardcore fan base, who rejects the idea of Roman Reigns simply because he was the corporate choice forced on us.
Isn't the fact that they continue to throw Braun against Roman a result of them having painted themselves into a corner?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's also why, since the superstars shake up, The Miz and Dean Ambrose have had exactly one feud themselves.
Yeah.
Which they kind of started on SmackDown anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They had a okay roster, and then they split it in half, and now you have two very weak and thin rosters, so we're seeing matches repeat themselves within about a month to 2 months' time at the most, simply because everyone's fought everyone late.
Yeah. You know, now, you know, having brought all that up and talking about this four-way, did I ask you if this was a smart move?
I think it's a smart move, because not only does it give you a chance to protect, I can't believe I'm saying those words in this case, to protect Brock Lesnar, to protect the aura of invincibility that you've had to rebuild since the Goldberg storyline.
Mm-hmm.
It adds a little bit of unpredictability, because you have four guys who are credible threats to the world title. You're basically stacked, you know, in your Greek pantheon, you've stacked all four of the Titans together to fight each other. Like, here's your four destroyers in the WWE locker room, all in one match, and only one's going to walk out.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, like, this is your Godzilla, Mothra, Rodan, and Ghidra. I'm going to go nerdier with the references here.
There you go. Let me put you in the hot seat and let you play. You be the booker. Book this match.
Ooh.
Yeah. See how easy it is? Give it a try.
If I'm booking the match, if I'm booking the match, I'm going to be a dick and do what I want, which is make Roman a bad guy out of this.
Yeah.
Which they're certainly not going to do that. They're certainly not going to book him that way. You know, if I'm a WWE employee booker and I have to book this.
Like, you got to book it according to Vince. Now make sure that I'm entertained here. I'm 71 and I'm really buff and cut. You saw my picture, didn't you?
No, if I'm booking this, I would have, like, I'd get to the finish where Brock is cleaning house and then get sidetracked by Strowman to the point where, you know, they bulldoze each other, probably through the barricade. They both like to crash people through all the time.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I would probably, like, I'd probably have Joe laid out with an F5 before Braun pitches Brock out of the ring and they both take each other out through the barricade. Let Roman pick up a spear as Joe gets up and get the pinfall there.
Okay.
That way it's like, you didn't actually beat me. Lesnar beat me. You just picked up the scraps.
Interesting.
And that also means not only that also makes Braun look tough in the first place because, hey, he just floored Lesnar.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about a guy that turned an ambulance on his side. Do you have to do anything else to make him look tough?
It's Lesnar.
Okay.
It's Lesnar. Okay. Braun, with every muscle in his body, could flip that ambulance. I perfectly believe Brock Lesnar could have made that thing do a somersault with his dick.
thanks for the visual. Oh, God. Okay, Mr. Promoter, who's wearing the belt come Survivor Series?
I'd still say Reigns. Like, yeah. I said, I think he needs to wear it for a while just to convince people that he can actually carry a belt without interference, without, you know, storylines like the Authority working against him, or, you know, just let him carry the belt on his own, let him carry it for a while and actually see if he can't pick up some kind of crowd heat, like crowd heat he actually wants out of just carrying the title and proving that he can carry it well.
Okay, so have Reigns through Survivor Series. Do you put the belt on Joe this year? Really, do you?
I don't know about this year, but then again, you know, he's been in the business so long, you wonder how many years you could hold off on something like that.
See, the problem is you've got the belt on Reigns going through Survivor Series. And yeah, okay, objectively, and I know that you were objective about it. You're trying to do WWE thinking. So I don't know if that's objective or blind. Anyway, automatically, anybody going up against Reigns is a babyface, aren't they? By default, and you can't be that blind that you don't see it.
Well, yeah, of course.
So at this point in time comes come WrestleMania next April, would you do Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns?
That is rough. Because by then, I'm sure WWE still wants Reigns and Lesnar as a one-on-one for Mania. That's what they really want.
They have had that the year that Seth cashed in.
Yeah, and that was an emergency switch because they weren't getting the reaction they wanted out of Roman. No, we need a little bit more time. And, well, we got more time, and it's the same reaction.
Yeah, they dropped the ball. And it's, you know, like, if you want, you can blame Daniel Bryan, like, vicariously. You know what I mean.
Fucking Bryan, why'd you have to be so good?
Yeah, not just to clarify, it's not Daniel Bryan's fault, guys. It's not what I'm saying.
No, he spoiled us is what happened.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're getting filet mignon every Monday night. This is awesome. And then, like, yeah. Oh, here's dry bologna again.
Like, let's face it. Roman Reigns is not a bad worker in the ring. And despite the bitching that a lot of people basically throw out there on social media, you know, like, long live the internet. A lot of the matches that we've seen Roman in this year have been damn good matches. I mean, what was the last Raw pay-per-view? Great Balls of Fire. And we had a This Is an Awesome chant for a Roman Reigns match instead of Boo Roman. Let's go Roman. Roman sucks.
Roman generally does have a reaction in some crowds. There's more, some that are smarter, like, you know, a Chicago crowd is never going to cheer Roman. Things like that.
No, but a Calgary crowd will never cheer Roman. A Philly crowd will never cheer Roman. But then again, when I say Calgary, Canada is a little bit different. We cheer for the wrestler we like, not the one we're told to like.
Yeah, but at the same time, you cheer Brian as well.
We like Guess Brian.
That's the thing. The reason we don't like Roman is because I said it before. Like, it's not because of his work. It's not because of how he performs in the ring or how he looks or anything like that. It is because he was chosen. He was hand-picked. Remember the Attitude Era? Mm-hmm. You know, you remember? Okay, Stone Cold's worst adversary outside of Vince McMahon was The Rock because
yep.
He's the corporate champion.
Yeah,
that's what made him really the bad guy.
Well, yeah, but what was really sweet is that those guys had off the hook matches that people got into. People are letting their perceived hatred for Roman, thanks to Daniel Bryan, get in the way of enjoying some of his matches.
That's the thing,
in my opinion.
That's the thing, though. In a way, that's true.
Yeah.
In a way, that's true. Because we had our hearts as fans. We had our hearts set on Bryan because, you know, we chose him. You know, not only did he have the charisma, not only did he have, this X factor let the crowd connect to him. You know, he also had an amazing ability in the ring. You know, and he was anti-corporate. He was anti-establishment just because he wasn't the typical WWE mold.
Yeah.
So we really had our hearts set on Daniel Bryan. And,
you know, not for me to be some kind of an elitist asshole and jerk off Canadian, but here in Calgary, we got spoiled with Stampede Wrestling compared to WWE, WWF. We were subject to like the Japanese style wrestling, the strong style wrestling, the stuff that you could really buy into. Stone cold ice breaking promos from some of the biggest baddies on the planet back when the territories were territories. This is why Daniel Bryan gets such a huge reception in Calgary, because he's out of, you know, the same mold.
Right.
Yeah. I had to throw that in there while you're in the middle of making your point. Finish.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's like Bryan is one of those, the people chose him type champions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when WWE goes, we know, we hear you, we're still going to push whoever we want, we're going to rebel against whoever that choice is.
Well, the other thing, they did such an effective campaign where it was Daniel versus the Authority, did Bryan versus against Triple H, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that everybody bought into it, and a lot of people out there thought that Daniel Bryan was legit being held down by the Authority, which is not exactly true. The whole thing was a very, very convincing, believable storyline angle. And
well, the
it
thing
played
is,
out beautifully.
The thing is, in hindsight, you can say that, but we also said a long time that they were holding back on pulling the trigger on Bryan too long.
Yeah. Because
he held that crowd heat for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And we saw bullshit in that time where, yes, it did look like they were holding him back because it felt like they were. Okay, he loses to Sheamus in how many seconds? One bro kick, 1, 2, 3, and he loses the world heavyweight title?
That was funny. That was actually not a comedy thing, but at the same time.
But it's one of those things that's where your yes movement starts happening, because people know what a good talent Bryan is. People know how amazing that, you know, he is, you know, in personality, in ring ability. And he just got jobbed out to someone who at the time everyone thought was Triple H's workout buddy.
Yeah.
You know, a few seconds in and he gets replaced with one of Triple H's boys.
Yeah.
That's his WrestleMania moment. Like, that's where your yes movement starts, because everyone was pissed off at that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I can't disagree with you that they held off a little bit too long, but the whole goal was to stretch it out to WrestleMania. People were starting to get supremely frustrated, but I think that added to the payoff at the end.
But at the same time, it felt, you could say that. But we also know a lot of things didn't fall into place along the way that we expected to. CM Punk up and, you know, fucking off the company. You know, Dave Batista's return and being booked into the main event completely tanking.
Yeah.
Because Orton was a hardcore heel at the time, and Dave Batista was supposed to be a face, but no one fucking wanted him. So you had same with Seth Rollins cashing in at Mania. You had a situation where the only way to win is to throw in a third wheel that's a guaranteed cheer. So, you know, you can say that like it was a build up to that Mania, but we know a lot of last minute choices were made to put him in that position.
Yeah. Whoa. Talk about being freaked out. I have the WWE Network on my TV, and I just saw Leslie Nielsen. May he rest in peace. One of the funniest guys on the planet. On that note, I'm thinking we should take our first time out of the evening, Omega, and regroup the troops. What do you think?
Yeah, it's been a while. Where are they?
Oh, they're probably smoking and drinking and cussing and womanizing and gambling and all that other stuff that we should be invited to but never get to.
God. Really lax on the employee requirements around here.
I tell you, you know, I'm running the show and I'm treated like that. No respect. I feel like Rodney Dangerfield. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
What is the greatest television theme song of all time? CB Radio has decided. It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Addams Family, their house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream. The Addams Family.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's apparently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a good thing or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs fans. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's a horse you have, that's a horse
you. Gundam style.
Not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sumi in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't know. That
800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless us, made in America.
This is Amazing Kong, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to WTR Sunday Night Wars Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. For those of you who have tuned in to hear the Kelly Klein interview, we apologize at this time. We've been unable to reach her. We are going to reschedule. Please stick with us for the rest of the evening. Like I said, who knows? Maybe you'll enjoy what we do enough to bring you back. We are going to be efforting another live interview next Sunday night with somebody else. We've got a show coming up August the 12th here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. A little wrestling promotion coming down from Edmonton called Prairie Wrestling Alliance. I'm going to be reaching out to the promoter. What's that? Is that me feeding back or something? Anybody there? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
I just thought somebody was either interrupting me or I was suffering from feedback, and it kind of sort of threw me a bit.
Oh, yeah, see, voices kind of, in your head, Tim.
I hear voices in my head. I'm trying to. That was another fan remix, and I can't. Whose was it, for crying out loud?
Cena's.
Thank you. You can't see me. My time is now. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm going to be getting a hold of the promoter for Prairie Wrestling Alliance out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and see if I can talk him into coming on next Sunday night for a couple of minutes. How does that sound? I thought you'd like it. Thanks, everybody, listening for saying sure. You know, like, cause it's two-way radio and I was, you know, listening to all of you say, all right, sure, bring it on.
Yeah, I won't be here. I'm cool for it.
Yeah, but, yeah, stay tuned to, the Twitter feeds and the Facebook and all the other live programming that we got going on here, to find out who I'm talking about and whether or not it's going to actually take place. It should. I don't see a problem with it. That said, back into it, I suppose. Shall we? Everybody say yay. Come on, Sheila, say please. There you go. That's all I needed to, there. Yeah, you know, I'm just throwing names out there and thinking somebody with his name is probably listening, so why not? Kind of like Romper Room. Remember Romper Room?
No.
I see Davey and Mike and Trish and Peter and Scott. And Tyler. What, you guys never had Romper Room?
No.
Don't tell me that was another Canadian kid show that I used to watch when I was a kid. Wow. And none of you guys know who Mr. Dress-Up is anyway, so I won't even talk about him. But why don't we talk about
him? Strangely enough, I've heard about Mr. Dress-Up.
Really? You know, it's really funny. He actually made the CB radio all-time better than – or the greater than – what do you call that? The greater than great debate? Yeah, on CB yes. Radio, Saturday nights, midnight-ish, or as close as they can get to it because they can't find a designated driver. But he was on the list of all-time Canadians. And the funny thing about that is when I saw that, I had to point it out. Excuse me, Mr. Dress-Up was actually an American who moved to Canada. So I don't know if he should have counted. But anyway.
Jesus.
What happens, we talked to a lot of Canadian voice actors as I start getting a little bit of the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His real name was Ernie Coombs, and he was a favorite of Canadian kids from coast to coast to coast. And I love saying that because Canada has three coasts. But yeah, for years. And he was great. He had the tickle trunk and, he would sit there and do drawings on the, it was just really good when you were like 5 years old. It was entertaining. Anyway, really horrible segue that started out really good. Talk about another Canadian. Oh my God. Chris Jericho made a surprise return last Tuesday night on SmackDown. Woot, woot,
woot.
He's part of the triple threat match between AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and himself for the U.S. title. And, of course, AJ winds up going on to get the title back. We've talked about this, hot-shotting the title, Omega.
Yeah.
Is this a case of maybe they screwed up either at the house show or at the pay-per-view? And AJ Styles is supposed to be the champion anyway?
I don't think they screwed up at the house show.
Okay.
You know, and well, the reports seem to change by the hour, but the one consistent thing they said about the reports have been the guy that was supposed to walk out with the belt at the pay-per-view walked out with the belt. Like that's all they've said so far.
Okay.
But like no one's really sure if did AJ miss a spot? Was he concussed and or didn't hear the refs count, did it get changed just before the match or during the match? It's weird. Like, I've never heard so many conflicting reports about the finish of any match before. But
yeah, that confused us. I mean, how much time did we spend wondering what the hell they were doing? Right?
But no, this whole situation does feel weird. It's like, it's almost as if they heard during the match that Chris Jericho was confirmed to return.
Yeah.
So they wanted to throw in this little extra twist so they could have that triple threat when he came back.
Because Chris Jericho needs his revenge on Kevin Owens.
Yeah, well, because everyone has a rematch clause these days, so everyone gets a second shot at any championship.
Well,
Jericho technically didn't get his after the last match.
This is true. Now, here's the thing. Jericho's not scheduled to go back on the road with Fozzy until, what, October, November? For a two-month tour?
I don't keep track of Fozzy, so...
Yeah. Does this mean he's back with us until October, or was this just a special thing? What do you think?
Hard to say. I don't know. Like, they didn't treat it like any special occasion, one time only. But then again, I could say the same thing about Kali.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Punjabi prison match. And did you see what was going around social media right after that?
What?
I can't remember exactly what they call it. I'm sure that Rock, if he's actually paying attention to what's going on here as the producer, will remind me, because he's the one who showed me. But they called it something thoroughly opaque match, where right in the middle was this great big black rectangle covering the screen, where you couldn't see the ring at all. I mean, it was like absolutely blacked right out, and it was just, you know, just to play in the Punjabi prison. That is, oh, you know, something like that, I'm sure it would go over great live, because you'd be able to see it close up if you were looking at the Jumbotron Titantron.
No. People were posting pictures of what it looked like from their perspective all night. It was a mess.
Oh, no, I know that. I was being facetious. I was talking about, like, if you looked at the Titantron, you'd have a great, great shot of it.
You mean you look through, like, if you look through some of those angles, like, you imagine what it was like for the people who, like, after they got out of the first cage and were sitting on the far side of the ring. And
oh, my God. Where'd they go?
Yeah, like, trying to watch the match, like through, like, a little, like, plastic box of toothpicks.
Yeah, no kidding. So, but, you know, as a fan and somebody like who knew him when he was a bouncer in the nightclub, I'm always happy to see, Chris Jericho back on my TV. Mike, you, were going to input something, or at least here's your chance to.
Yeah. I mean, I was glad to see Jericho. I was, and he got a big pop, not going to lie. And just to see him in that match, I hope that they don't, you know, well, it's WWE, but I hope they don't fuck this up. Hopefully.
You got to sort of keep your fingers crossed a little bit on that one, right?
Yeah, which is why I'm like, eh.
Yeah. Well, would you guys put the title on him? Even if he is leaving in October, would you put the title on him at SummerSlam?
He'd make it more entertaining. Make it entertaining, I'll tell you that.
But isn't that another case of hot-shotting the title, Omega?
Honestly, I'd rather see him. I'd honestly rather see him going up against Jinder.
Really? Oh, that'd be interesting as hell.
Well, we kind of talked about this last night a little bit. There's really no one left on SmackDown that you have built up to be a credible contender. You know, John Cena is John Cena, so he's always credible contender. So. You know, and C is like free agent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he shows up when his schedule allows, and then he could be on Raw next time. Who the hell knows?
By the way, he is now scheduled for a No Mercy pay-per-view, which is a Raw pay-per-view.
Ha-ha! So once you get through him, like, he's already been through Cena and Orton, you need top talent to make, you know, if you're going to make the Jinder experiment work, you need top talent for it, and that's top talent.
Mm-hmm.
If you've only got till October to use them, you
might as well get the most out of them.
Yeah.
But are we sure he's even sticking around?
Well, that was the earlier question, yeah.
He doesn't really need to stick around. Okay, so if you've got 2 months out of Jericho, you run a program with Jinder, and it's Jericho. Jericho's going to make him look like gold. That's what you need for Jinder right now.
Well, isn't Jericho capable of making almost anybody look good?
He's gonna make the Singh brothers look good. And that's impossible.
Well,
Mike, come on. It's the Singh brothers against Chris Jericho.
I mean,
Randy Orton couldn't make him shine.
That's because
couldn't make him shine.
Well, that's because Randy Orton doesn't really. Yeah. Okay, good point.
Thank you.
Hey, Randy put him on the map.
Barely.
Was there a map in the third row he chucked him into?
Yes.
Put him on the map and in the third row.
On the way to the hospital.
There you go. So, U.S. title next challenger, guys. Name somebody.
The crowd wins.
Not Shinsuke Nakamura.
No, you hold that till Mania.
Yeah, you hold that off till
Mania. Yeah, Styles, Nakamura, you can't even tease. Well, you've teased a little bit, but you can't. You can only tease it till Mania.
If they pull, like, the Mega Powers and do something like Royal Rumble, oh.
God, who do you got?
You know what? I wouldn't mind seeing a temporary tag team of Nakamura and Styles. Leading to their WrestleMania match.
And that was what I was about to say, because they could pull like what they used to do, like after Royal Rumble, you know, two competitors of WrestleMania come in, team up, and then, you know, between No Way Out or whatever the pay-per-view is called, and then boom, WrestleMania, they fight.
But here's the thing. You look at the tag division. A Mega Power style team would work if you had tag teams.
True. When I said Mega Power, I'm sorry. When I said about Mega Powers, I was talking about like how they set it up with, you know, the remaining two, or, you know, one of the two, Hulk Hogan, you know, man, Randy Savage, in the ring at the Royal Rumble, and the crowd just went wild, you know, tease that.
But it only worked because they were a team.
Yeah, wouldn't you have to throw some kind of, some female in there between them for one to get jealous of the other?
Asuka. I'm kidding.
Asuka. Oh. Damn you, Mike.
I was kidding. None of this was real.
We dare bring up their past in Japan to build up some heat between the two?
That would work if you don't team them up. And I really would hope that they do that leading up to Mania. Because, let's face it, I think everybody in the world who's a WWE fan New Japan Pro Wrestling fans, even people in Australia would want this match happening at WrestleMania.
Oh yeah. I mean, though, it's like if you put them up a tag team, there's going to be fans in Japan confused as hell.
Yeah.
There's just no Nakamura and Styles feuding Bullet Club. No, I don't see like a tag thing with them just to give them something to do. That seems like it's, It seems played.
Yeah.
You know, you basically ran that with Owens and Jericho, and that was such gold. I don't think you can repeat that.
You don't especially want to do it this early. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, and what we saw with Owens and Jericho, we've seen it over the decades, or it has been seen over the decades. But you got to be smart enough not to pull it out every 5 years. You can't do it that soon.
True.
Never mind every 10 months. Right?
Yeah.
So, in a situation like this, just, you know, build up the animus, their history in New Japan. And finally, it's, all right, AJ Styles, we see who is the best. And that's all me. I know that was really bad, but you get the idea.
No, Shinsuke can't speak English that well.
Yeah. So. But I can't do the southern accent, so forget it.
Don't even try.
AJ Styles.
No.
Too bad. Anyway. So for the first time ever this Tuesday night on SmackDown, it's Shinsuke Nakamura versus John Cena. The winner gets a shot at Jinder Mahal and the WWE title.
By the way, at Flames Forums for all the.
Yeah, for all the vitriol. Shut up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or for an IPTV box. But anyway.
Do you really want John Cena in the ring with Jinder Mahal?
I don't want anyone in the ring with Jinder Mahal.
Do you really?
Now,
do you really,
cut that out. You smarten up.
Do you really want the main event of SummerSlam to be Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke?
Well, not the main event. The SmackDown main event.
Either option is not very good.
But here's the thing. Who's going to give us a better, which match is going to give us a better match? Is it going to be Cena and his five moves of doom? Or is it going to be Nakamura? And here's the thing, you guys, and you haven't had the chance to witness this yet. Again, speaking about Jinder Mahal, speaking of somebody who knows him as, you know, Tiger Raj Singh from Stampede and Prairie Wrestling Alliance, PWA, out of Edmonton. you haven't had a chance to see how good he is, and he actually can wrestle that style because he was trained here in Calgary.
Okay, so the better match would be Jinder Mahal versus John Cena for this reason. I present to you example A, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. They would do the same type of match, and it wouldn't get over.
Again, that's I'm not disagreeing with you because Baron Corbin can't wrestle that style match. I'm saying Jinder Mahal can. You guys don't know this because he hasn't been allowed to do that as Jinder Mahal yet.
I'm not talking about Jinder Mahal as the person. I'm telling how they book him. They would book the same type of match, and it won't get over. Which is why, at least with Cena, you're guaranteed a crowd reaction, good or bad.
Let's go, Cena, you suck.
Whereas the video game is now Cena enough. You know,
stupid video games.
No, it's the marketing for it. It's like, let's go Cena. Cena enough. No, the chance Cena sucks. But okay.
Yeah, but they can't do that because it's PG. And little kids play the video game now.
Young kids have always played video games, right, Omega?
Oh, yeah.
Neither option
is... I was playing video games when they were called arcade games.
What are those things?
Video games, but in a great big huge box that you put quarters into.
You put quarters into a machine? Wait.
You played video games from a vending machine?
It was like that. It had, like, the joystick was built into the panel on the top. And the big TV screen. I'm talking like a CRT. TV screen. Cathode ray tube. Pay attention.
What is that?
Okay, you guys are limit. You're not making me look old. You're making yourselves look dumb.
It's just making shit up at this point. It's just
where the hell is team chat when you need them?
On the beach somewhere.
Bastard. He better be writing in the sand.
Gender sucks. No, anyway.
Fuck off.
Kidding. But no, the better matchup for SummerSlam mission is Nakamura versus John Cena, but it's happening on Tuesday.
That wasn't the option, you dumbass.
I know it wasn't the option.
And this breaks down again to opinion. In my opinion, it's going to be Shinsuke versus Jinder will be the better match. That's my belief. Your belief? John Cena should face Jinder because he can't hang with Shinsuke. And the match will not go over well.
I did not say that. I didn't say he couldn't hang with Shinsuke. I just said,
I paraphrased, okay?
I know there's a style they would book, and it won't get over well because it's Baron Corbin. That's the example.
I'm not even gonna reference Baron Corbin. Forget it.
I'm trying to, but they made me watch
it.
They made me watch it a second time on Tuesday.
I know what you're saying, and I know what you're getting at, and I know what your fear is. And I guess just like in the best of all worlds, would do the Baron Corbin booking with Jinder and Shinsuke.
Here's the thing. I have not been entertained by a Jinder Mahal match yet because his offense is boring. That's not saying he can't put on an entertaining match.
He hasn't been allowed to do what he's able to do. Personally speaking, I hate that they're booking him as the weakest WWE champion I've seen in 15 years. Not counting Jack Swagger because he held the world title. I think 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Who was champion in 2002?
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that was weak, dude.
Brock Lesnar and Triple H at SummerSlam time were the champions because Hunter got handed the world title. Brock was the undisputed champion and just became the WWE champion when we moved to SmackDown. Before that, we had Hogan and Taker and The Rock.
Yeah.
Those were 2002.
So, is it everybody else's opinion besides Rock's that, this match is being wasted on free TV?
I don't think it's a waste on free TV.
Okay.
It feels more like a ratings grab more than anything.
Cause almost like you're being served dessert before the main course?
Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. It feels like they need something. It's a ratings trick is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it, what they're doing on SmackDown with Shinsuke and Cena, you also have on Monday Braun, Roman, and Joe in the main event. So you're trying to throw out two huge main events. You can desperately see it is a ratings grab.
Well, here it is right now. WWE is hurting for ratings. Of course, there are many different factors because of it. It's the nicest summer that North America has experienced in a long time, several years.
And to be
people aren't staying indoors. I mean, this time last year, at least out in, you know, the western part of North America, it was very dreary. It was chilly and it was raining every other goddamn day.
To be fair, the ratings have been pretty decent since the NBA playoffs has ended. And coming up in 2018 or 2019 is their new TV deal. So in 2018, they would want to sign the new TV deal. So you got to have a period in the books where it's like, here's strong ratings.
Hey, look, give us more money because of the ratings.
This is what we could do without the heavy competition. This is what we do with competition. Nope. It's probably
That's just as an aside. One thing that we don't worry about as much as we used to with TV and WWE is the ratings. Why don't we care that the ratings for Raw are anywhere from 1.9 to 2.4 now, as opposed to back when they were like 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Because when they were 4, 5, 6, and 7, there were less channels.
I was wondering if anybody was going to make that point. There's way more content on TV nowadays, and not that many more people to watch all this different shit. So.
And still, even though Raw's numbers are going down, they're still one of the top 5 rated shows on cable in general, every single week.
Yeah.
That has to say something.
No disagreement there. Mike, we haven't heard from you about Jinder Mahal's opponent.
My thing is, from a WWE, looking at a WWE eyes, I think we already know what's going to happen. But to be fair, I don't know. Because what makes sense, honestly, none of these guys make sense to face Jinder, actually. I mean, they're trying to do the whole, American golden boy faces, you know, Jinder Mahal, blah, blah, blah. Cool. I get that. Then again, if they surprise the fuck out of me, I'll be like, you know what, WWE? Well played with the swerve.
Okay, let me give you the Booker's dilemma with this potential SummerSlam matchup. Okay, the Booker's dilemma. You want Jinder to look good because he's your champion.
Right.
You want the opponent to look good because he's the challenger.
Right.
What's more important, to give Shinsuke the rub on SmackDown? Because he's fighting John Cena and John Cena could give him the rub, or to give Jinder the rub from John Cena at SummerSlam, which is more important. And again, keep in mind that you also have to think Shinsuke versus Jinder at SummerSlam. If Shinsuke loses, does that hurt him?
It would be his first loss on the
roster.
It's. A loss to John Cena does not hurt Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
A loss to Jinder hurts Shinsuke Nakamura.
Speak up, Mike.
It does. It's going to hurt Jinder. I mean, it's going to hurt Shinsuke. Because it's like, wait. You lost to a nobody. I don't even want to call him a nobody. No disrespect, but...
Well, here's the other side of that same coin. How big a deal is it that John Cena beat Shinsuke, goes on and loses to Jinder? How big would that be for Jinder Mahal?
Here's the thing about that. Cena's their biggest star that they can use besides Brock Lesnar.
And despite his arguments to the contrary, he's now a part-timer.
He's a part-timer who's there all the time.
Full-time part-timer.
Whenever he wants to be.
A full part-timer.
He's an all-timer. It's not a full part-timer, it's an all-timer.
Yeah.
Anyway, point
suffers from Alzheimer's disease.
Everyone is beating John Cena, so is Cena giving the rub to someone even something at this point when he's given it to Bray Wyatt, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and the list goes on and on?
Here's the thing. When you're a veteran at that point in your life, when did Cena debut?
June 2002.
Okay, he's been wrestling for 15 years. At this point in time, he's as established now as guys like Hulk Hogan was back when Hulk Hogan was giving everybody the rub. You know, you can throw Triple H into there now because Triple H has been there a little longer. Triple H losing to all the people that he's been losing to on the big stages, unless your name, of course, happens to be Sting and you used to work for WCW. Is given the rub. You know, Ric Flair was giving guys the rub for ages. And yeah, okay, you're listening to everybody on the roster, but the idea, again, it's the classic Booker's dilemma. This guy has been the best for you for so long. He's been your top guy for, so long. He's been undefeatable for so long. You've got to make new stars or people are going to bitch and complain. Just read social media to, you know, for my point.
And here's another dilemma. If Cena has a couple more rubs left to give, do you waste it on Jinder Mahal or...
Now, you're saying waste it on Jinder Mahal because you're not a Jinder Mahal fan.
Listen to
me. I get it.
No, listen to the other name I'm going to drop. Or do you save it for the guy they're trying to make so hard that they're shoving him down our throats, Roman Reigns?
It's trick about that.
Oh, that
is,
hurts.
Is,
I can hear that.
Oh,
see, it's the dilemma. It's do you give that rub to Jinder or do you save it for Roman?
You give it to both of them, but here's the thing. No. Just Omega. The thing that got me is like when you said, "Oh, that hurts." Deadpool's on TV right now, and it's that part where the chick just punched Colossus in the junk, and it's like, boom, she hits him, and then you say, "Ooh, that hurts." And so it caught me. It's like, oh, he's watching too.
But it's a dilemma. It's if he's gonna give everyone the rub means less. So you're trying to put Roman Reigns over as the unstoppable being. Do you wait? Is Cena's next loss to Roman on a big
stage?
So
do you, in that case, again, back to the classic Booker's dilemma, do you fuck up the match where there's no winner and it becomes a three-way at SummerSlam? Ha ha. Ooh. Gotcha. And you can boo-hoo that all you want and say, oh, no, that won't happen, but we've said that before, and yeah, it has.
At some point, at some point on the show, you're going to need a singles match. So I would try not to make the WWE Championship match a three-way, because I could see on Tuesday Baron Corbin coming out and screwing Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
And you go from there.
Oh, God, no, please. No Baron Shinsuke at SummerSlam.
It's the way to protect Shinsuke on a loss to John Cena.
Yeah. It is.
It's what you have to think about. Do you want Shinsuke to really lose, or would you rather lose by DQ? And then Cena goes over to SummerSlam. Like, it's...
Mm-hmm. Now, I said earlier that the match I want is Shinsuke versus Jinder. The match that makes sense after all of this discussion is Jinder versus Cena, which is not the match I want, but the one that we should get.
And that was my original answer. Cena versus Jinder.
Yeah.
From a booking standpoint, from a WWE marketing standpoint, it's the one that makes the most amount of sense.
Mm-hmm. And the most amount of money. And because Jinder does have his fans.
He's 1.3 billion of them in India.
At least.
Shit. Don't hinder the Jinder.
1.3 billion in India and 1.3 million in Calgary. Because that's where he's actually from for real.
Yeah, they don't. That doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, this is kayfabe. Shush. But still, right?
It's a tough booking situation. You want to get him over. You're pulling out Great Khali to get him over. Like, you're doing everything you can to get Jinder over.
Well, you want to get Jinder over? Stop booking him as the weakest goddamn champion in decades. It's that simple. Give him some actual, you know, like, abilities. And let him prove that he can actually win a match without the Singh brothers interfering.
And you know,
goddamn Bollywood boys.
And you know what you can do with that? You have him win enhancement matches on television. So guess what? When it comes to the big matches on pay-per-view,
you can start to believe him.
You can start to believe in him because then again, you can see what his offense is instead of his boring offense they give him on pay-per-views. This what time? Okay, look at him. He can actually do some things. Oh my God, look how awesome he is. And his moves. what got Braun Strowman over beating the enhancement people?
How many clean wins has Jinder had since he's won that title? Come on now.
He beat Ty Dillinger.
Does that count? It's Ty Dillinger.
He beat Mojo Rawley.
Does it count? It's Mojo Rawley.
Yes, it counts. He's the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner.
Geez, you know what I mean. Jeez Louise.
None of those were title matches, though.
He never said title matches. He said clean
wins. He's never won the title clean or retained it clean.
Do you ever expect him to?
It's not a case of expecting. My point is, and we've all been saying the same thing, but differently. Make him a little stronger here and there, because right now, people aren't buying into it. You want proof? Rock calls him boring.
His offense is boring. Because for 7 years, we were taught to ignore his offense.
And like I said, we got to stop, you know, WWE has got to stop that type of booking. They really do. And I get it, with PG-13, they can't go back to the Attitude Era if they want to retain their current audience, which is, let's face it, more lucrative for them in this day and age.
But you don't.
All the kids that grew up during the Attitude Era have kids now, and the shit that they were into, they don't want their kids into. I know, because I've been there.
You don't need to go back to the Attitude Era for good booking.
This is my point. This is my point.
Just give us good, thoughtful stories with good booking.
Just because it's no longer the Attitude Era doesn't mean that you have to do 1980 style heel booking.
Because guess what?
Which is what they've fallen back to.
Right. One, because that's the only thing to know, and two, they can't make a babyface.
Yeah, unless you're Triple H and running NXT.
And that's just pure luck.
Alrighty then. Anyway, you get the idea. There's that. I don't know. I think we should take our final time out of the evening, come back and finish off for the night. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's do it. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, you can download the TuneIn app. Go to the Google Play Store or whatever Apple has. I don't know. It's the Apple Store. And search for TuneIn. Download it 100% free to your mobile device. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. And you can be like my brother-in-law, Jack. Listen to us from your phone while you're on the boat. We'll be back right after this. Down A Street, off white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high. Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Tuesday night, step inside the virtual realm with WTR Sims.
It's Boots the Asses time!
Watch as your favorite WTR personalities battle it out to find out which one truly is the best.
To be the man! You gotta beat the man!
Watch it live Tuesday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/rackradioshow or on demand at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Tuesday nights will never be the same again with WTR Sims.
What is the greatest Sega video game of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Boom shakalaka! He's on fire!
It is the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on CB Radio, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's me! It's me! It's DDP!
Yo, monkey! It's me, DDP. The king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champ. And you, monkey, for you, you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. That's a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Welcome back, everybody, to WTR Sunday Night. Going off the rails yet once again. A little crazy train by Ozzy Osbourne bringing us in. Ooh, hey, I heard a bad rumor that my brother-in-law wants to actually do a live webcast on WTR. Wild Talk Radio, so technically WTR. Apparently, some of the things he wants to do is play classics. And if you look at the timeline, Ozzy Osbourne's music is now classic. Rock. Cool. So maybe there might be another webcast coming to the program. Just stay tuned for that nonsense coming your way. Right back into it. Time to wrap up the show with our final little bit for you. WWE issued a survey about favorites in wrestling. And now of all the people on the survey, and we got a bunch of them, don't we? Rock, are you around?
Oh, right here, too.
We've got guys like Will Ospreay, Kushida, Kenny King, Mil Muertes, Jushin Thunder Liger, The Briscoes, Adam Page, Hangman Page, Texano Hiroshi, Tanahashi, Ortiz.
I was waiting for him to get that one wrong.
I got it right.
No, Tejano.
Huh?
I was waiting for you to get Tejano wrong.
Oh, it's Texano.
Tejano.
Like Mexico. Tejano like Mexico. Yeah. Tiger Mask, Sienna, The Young Bucks, Angelina Love.
Which they spelled wrong.
What?
Angela Love.
Angelia
Love.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I pronounced it properly.
I said they spelled it wrong, that's what I said.
They spelled it wrong, but I said it right. The Son of Havoc, Lashley, War Machine, Marty Scurll, The Mac. What's the other list, bro?
Hold on, by the way. Angelina Love, which you can hear at rockradioshow.com, or Son of Havoc, which you can hear right here at wildtalkradio.com on Russell Talk Radio from a couple months ago. Right, Omega?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh. Plug. Check the archives. Yada, yada, yada.
Pentagon Dark, Phoenix, Dante Fox, Taya, Okada, Kelly Klein, Ethan Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Deonna Purrazzo, Kushida, Santana, Zack Sabre Jr., and Kenny Omega. Or, everyone's favorite, Other.
That's like vacant.
Yes, yes. Related to vacant.
So, if they signed Ethan Carter, would he be Ethan Angle III?
Or I hope not.
Or Ethan McMahon III?
Ethan Bischoff.
Ethan, hey, there you go. Ethan Bischoff.
Ethan Monsoon III.
Ethan Monsoon. Yeah, we need another gorilla. In a gorilla position.
Ethan Okerlund.
So, looking at all these guys, who would be good for WWE to sign?
God, do we just want to default to Omega? Like,
why? You're just saying that because everybody calls you Omega.
Partially.
You admitted it.
If you're looking,
got you to admit it.
If you're looking for a good heel, you get Ethan Carter III. Because he's one person right now that can get legit heat.
What about Angelia Love?
Angelina Love, they probably won't sign her because she is trying to get into the medical profession, just like her husband, who is ending his career as well. So, yeah.
Mr. Love.
Mr. Love, Davey Richards.
Yeah, Davis Love.
He is, he left GFW, is now going to go full time and try to become a doctor, so.
There you go.
They're never going to sign Jushin Thunder because, you know, WCW had him in 96. Why sign him now? They had him for a takeover.
They've been there, done that.
Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. Yeah. Young Bucks, they're under contract for two more years wherever they're at. And then you look through up and down the roster. They had a chance for Zack Sabre and he didn't want to come. Will Ospreay, they probably had a chance. If they want anyone, it's Kenny King just because he was on The Bachelor. Bachelorette, I should say.
Yeah.
There's others on there that won't even leave even if they had the opportunity. Mm-mm. Tanahashi would never leave New Japan.
Absolutely not. Okada's just going to laugh. Lashley's going to know.
Hey,
Lashley's probably still contracted.
Lashley's still contracted to GFW. And, well, you know, he was already part of one of the biggest WrestleManias of all time. So they've already been there.
The presidential WrestleMania.
Yeah, highest grossing, one of the highest grossing WrestleManias of all time.
I don't know. I'd like to see Willie Mac, the Mac.
Mac Truck.
The ones on this list that are interesting right now is the Lucha Underground cast that they've listed. Because all of those contracts are up in the air right now pending any announcement for a fourth season.
Which seems likely. Quote,
Son of Havoc, sign him.
They had their chance.
They had a chance. He was on Tough Enough.
Same with
Willie. Yeah, I know.
Didn't they have a chance for Willie Mack and he didn't pass a physical or something?
I don't know. It's been a while.
But he was in the process and I think either something with a physical or he turned them down or there was something going on. He was on the radar before. When they do the surveys, it's really interesting to see who they know or who they find people to know. It's interesting. They also did a survey. Did you watch Glow and did you like it? So that's the other survey that was out there.
Honestly, they're also still thinking about signing Rey Mysterio because they never found anyone to fill that notch, you know, after he left. You know, because Del Rio turned out to be a raging asshole.
Well,
and Sin Cara was another flop. So,
both Sin Caras were a flop.
Both.
All of them.
Yeah, that mask is just poisonous. But you've got guys, you got guys on here, like, again, you know, aside from Lucha contracts up in the air, like Phoenix, Pentagon Dark, they both left AAA. So mm-hmm. they are technically indie right now. If Lucha doesn't get a fourth season, I hope it does, but if it doesn't, those are two really, really good performers.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, Phoenix is very much that Rey Mysterio type, minus mm-hmm. about 15 years worth of road wear.
Yeah, Pentagon hit them chops. Jesus Christ.
Want to sign the Young Bucks?
Here's the bullshit with that.
Here it comes.
You signed the Young Bucks. We already know what's bound to happen. Give us the fucking New Day.
And then they'll be mad, oh my god, they had to put over the New Day? How dare they have them have the Young Bucks lose? And that's just right. Waste of people's time, so don't sign them.
Right. I mean, unless they, which is totally not gonna fucking happen, you put the club, the full club, in WWE, I mean, I don't know, that could lead to a good Survivor Series.
For a certain segment of the audience, but from the broad scheme of things, not everyone would know the feud.
Well, thank God for Triple H to build motherfuckers up. And even if they aren't WWE brand, look, he can build them niggas up. Just saying.
The point is, on the list, we got a lot of guys who don't need the building. Like, Kenny Omega is the hottest guy in the business right now who isn't in the WWE.
Kenny Omega, if he ever went to WWE, he pulling the AJ. Nigga, fuck NXT. My ass is going to the Rumble.
Everybody make sure that you tweet at WTRRO on Twitter.
Yeah, do that. But at the end of the day, it's like, alright, cool. Like, Royal Rumble, boom. I could see it now. Royal Rumble, AJ Styles and Royal Rumble, 3, 2, 1. Whose music is this? Kenny Omega comes out. Niggas gonna go wild. But see, that's why I liked, what was that commentator's name? Stryker. He did his history. Because when he commentated for Royal Rumble, he knew his history about previous wrestlers. And he was the one that actually was excited and marked out for most of them. Anyway, but Kenny Omega, go straight to the roster. He'd go straight to the main fucking roster. And where they would feud him with? Well, WrestleMania, Triple Threat, United States Champion, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Kenny Omega. Sorry. Hey, who wins that? The crowd.
Again, you have to think of it, okay, people on the internet don't Kenny Omega. He is very popular. But at the same time, you just can't go WrestleMania, Kenny Omega, Shinsuke Nakamura. No one is going to buy it. I'm just flat out saying it. The global audience won't buy it.
I'd do it just for the fucking entrances.
But again, you're thinking Kenny Omega from New Japan. Kenny Omega and WWE is going to be something different.
Yeah. Let's be honest. You look at Nakamura's performances outside of NXT, they ain't what they were. Just because, you know, that's what WWE does. They slow people down. Like, you're on a road schedule now. We need you for house shows. You can't go attempting to kill yourself every single night. And you can't go trying to kill our opponents every night.
I know. Put Kenny Omega in NXT.
But I thought he was supposed to just bypass NXT.
He'd bypass NXT. I mean, yeah, he's internet famous, but the internet is not like a small branch of the fandom anymore. And everyone exploded when AJ Styles came out, and fucker didn't get any more attention on WWE TV than Kenny Omega's ever gotten.
That's because niggas knew him from TNA and ROH.
You know, he was 2 years removed by then.
But they were still in Orlando. His debut was in Orlando. It was a good crowd for him.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that like a ROH show too? Anyway, not important. Long story short, honestly, there's nobody on this list that would be going to WWE right now. All of them are really good where they are. Hell, I hate to say it, even the bad guy, Marty Scurll. Even though he would be a good addition, but that's not the point.
All right, Tim, what's next?
Well, you know, I think it's time for the all-time greatest, don't you?
Who's the man? Huh? It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
How did I know that when I heard Taz's theme that you were going to follow it up with RVD's theme?
Because maybe you looked at the list one time?
There's a list?
There's a list.
There was a list a long time ago, yes.
Yeah, and both those themes just made the list!
Oh, they made the list a long time ago.
Because we've been doing this since, what, January?
The beginning of the millennium.
And we're still in round one.
And whose bright idea was entrance music?
Mine, because it's awesome. So Omega, pick.
They both have a generic heavy rock vibe to them. They're both very slow kind of songs. There's intensity there, but it's a slow build-up kind of intensity. I don't know. This is down... I don't know. This is rough personal preference here. I'll be honest. I like Walk better than I like Taz's theme.
Taz.
Why?
When you hear Taz's theme song, and I'm sorry, not the WWE, but Taz with 1Z, you knew shit was about to go down. When you heard those guitar riffs, that nigga was coming for you. You was gonna get your ass whooped. I love RVD because he's a phenomenal wrestler. But when you hear that da-da-da-da, oh shit. Nigga, you about to get suplexed. And then I just gotta go with Taz. That's a suplex machine.
Galaxy Quest.
Tim, break the tie.
Well, this is gonna be sacrilegious to all the hardcore ECW fans that we have listening all the time. Who can't stop chanting ECW, ECW. I like Taz's WWE entrance music better. And I, being a headbanger with short hair, have a hard time not enjoying Pantera. Even if it is being used as entrance music for some guy who likes to van daminate or van terminate, whatever you want to call it, three-headed sharks, I'm going with RVD.
All right, here we go. Next ones.
You gotta keep them separated.
Thank you.
were flashbacks. Right, Omega?
He's not talking to you anymore.
No, I fucking knew where he was going again.
Mm-hmm. Familiarity breeds contempt.
All right, Mike. You're first.
Nigga, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Him be mad. Go, Mike.
I'm sorry. The BWO.
Any reason why?
Never in all my history of sports entertainment that was not D-Generation X that does parodies of people and were successful with it and are known because of it. Thus, the Blue World Order.
Omega.
You know what? You know what? I will admit I'm not up on my ECW themes. Who came out to the first one?
Raven.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Huh.
That was Raven's theme at the height of the Offspring's popularity.
Doesn't fit him, right? I know.
No, it doesn't fit him. And this is the rough part where we're just getting into ECW songs, because they really didn't, you know, they rarely pick songs that like thematically fit with wrestlers, or they certainly didn't make songs for the wrestlers very often. No, I still like the BWO theme in this case. I mean, I don't mind the Offspring, but because they're trying to do an NWO parody, finding a song that actually fit and kind of had the same kind of guitar licks as the NWO theme, it's a better fit, and it's a better theme.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, BWO, and that's all there is to it.
Come to your senses. You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you a hard one. I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you will hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. The queen of hearts is always your best bet.
Want to talk about something creative for someone, Omega? There you go.
This is true.
There's your song, Mike Awesome versus Terry Funk's Desperado. Go ahead, Omega.
Yeah, Mike Awesome. Cause I don't know what the fuck that was for Terry.
Desperado by the Eagles. That's what it was.
Easy listening does not say extreme.
It does scream Terry Funk, though. Old man walking to the ring.
He wasn't... I know he's always been an old man, but he wasn't that old yet.
He's what, in his 50s? Still old. All right, Mike.
Mike Awesome.
Tim.
Yeah, I never loved him as a wrestler, but the theme was his. I'm sorry. The Eagles should never be played for a wrestler's entrance theme. I don't care how old you are.
By the way, I was waiting for something to say gal band about round town.
Yeah, they, we all understood what you just said.
Your fingers, snap your neck for Just Incredible, and the other one was Al Snow. And for the reference point,
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar, tough enough trainer, and just all around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
Anyway. Tim, you go first.
Al Snow.
Any reason?
Because I like it.
Okay. Mike.
WrestleMania 2000 music or SmackDown Here Comes the Pain music? Fuck it. Al Snow.
Omega.
I will make it a sweep. Song just fits his insane persona a lot better, with the instruments going back and forth, being kind of strangely sounded.
The hell's the name of this song anyway?
Breathe
by
Prodigy.
That's right.
So
former DJ my ass.
Fuck off. I had to play dance music.
You could dance to that.
Nah, wasn't dance bar music.
I didn't say that. I said you could dance to it. There's
it's got a good beat. You can dance to it. I'll give it a 65, Dick.
Hey, a styrofoam head could dance to that every night.
There you go.
Styrofoam head did dance to that every night.
Jesus Christ.
So before we go, Omega, what's the best thing you saw this week?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You asked me to remember right now.
You'll love my answer. I'll give it last.
You know what? I will. It's not even on WWE TV. I sat down and watched through Glow and quite enjoyed it.
By the way, go to rockradioshow.com and listen to a full Glow review. Mike, what was the best thing you saw this week?
Points. AJ Styles winning.
Tim, what was the best thing you saw this week?
Last night's Calgary Stampeders football game. 60-1. Final score. At
Jesus.
One point in time. Yeah. Final score 60-1. And people who don't know Canadian football are like, well, how'd they get the single point? It's Canadian rules. If you kick the ball into the end zone and they don't, the receiving team doesn't run it out of the end zone, then the kicking team gets a single point. Anyway. The greatest thing I saw, and it doesn't matter if it's Canadian football or American football, I've never seen this in the NFL. Quarterback for the Calgary Stampeders goes to throw a pass. It's blocked by one of the defensive linemen. It bounces off the defensive lineman's hands right back into the quarterback's hands, who buggers off and gets a 13-yard gain on a broken play. That was awesome. And that was the best thing I've seen all week.
And that's it.
Another edition of 60 Minutes. Wait a minute. Whoops, copyright infringement. Sorry, don't sue. It was a kidding. We were satire. That's right, satire. That's what that was. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us tonight for WTR Sunday night. Don't forget, we return next week at the regular time, basically the same time we started tonight. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, is another episode of Special Edition of Aliens.
Starring Bo Dallas, who was in Raw's main event last week. We'll talk all things Bo Dallas and so much more on the... What was it called?
The Special Edition of Aliens, better known as the Raw Post Show.
Yes, we'll talk about it on the Special Edition of Aliens, KK, the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
I can't believe you actually went along with
No, all right, sidetrack for a second. I listened to Talk is Jericho with Bo Dallas on it, where he talked paranormal shit.
Okay, so that's where you got it. Okay.
There's the tie-in.
Okay, so like you were picking up what I was putting down. Good. Tuesday night, twitch.tv/rackradioshow. It's another edition of WTR Sims. Watch me as a professional wrestler character beat people up and stuff.
Yes. The road to Summerfest on August 15th. Beginning, you go to youtube.com/rackradioshow for clips. As we build some angles as Omega's fighting Optimus Prime on August 15th at Summerfest. But check out WTR Sims, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
Thursday nights, it's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning Rack Radio Show with your host as Lindsay Ward, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Go back and listen to last week's episode where we had WWE Hall of Famer, the Icon, the Showstopper, the main event. This one of the had a cameo in Pure Country, Pure Heart from Warner Brothers, available on August 1st.
Shawn Michaels was on the air.
Heartbreak
Somebody
Kid
just popped the woody.
Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. Go check out that interview available at rackradioshow.com right here at wildtalkradio.com. We'll have news. We'll have the SmackDown Throwdown. We'll have NXT Rundown. And so much more. It's the Rack Thursday night. It's 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Twitch, Rack Radio Show. It's all there.
You know what I mean, Burger King.
And if you all be nice, you could win a copy of that DVD.
Cool. There's something for like a giveaway or shit.
For like pick up for SummerSlam. Yeah. For like SummerSlam. Pick up if you're all nice.
We'll talk.
The same.
We'll talk to them. Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern, or as close as it gets to it, another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, the G-rated pornographic show, CB Radio.
We hopefully will finish the Greater Than Great debate for TV characters, because we were unable to last night. So check out CB Radio Saturday night's midnight-ish live across the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network at CBRadioLive.com, #BlameRyanWhenACelebrityDies.
The hell is G-rated porn? Anyway, next Sunday night, once again, we're back at it. Pay attention all week this week to social media and the live programming to find out what might be happening. Next Sunday night, we're going to be efforting a live guest. I'm actually working on it as we speak, as a matter of fact.
You want G-rated porn? Maybe aliens?
There's no porn in there. It's not G-rated either.
Maybe? I don't know.
No. No, her bum was covered by the underwear. Anyway!
Omega, go plug stuff.
Most of my stuff can be found under the exact same name, unless you want to find me over on Facebook, in which case you will have to search for TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, I am known as TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel, which is constantly updated and is about to get frantic with my impending trip to MetroCon next weekend. And for all this exclusive stuff that is not so YouTube friendly, it is over at tjomega.org.
If you are at MetroCon, say hello to this man. You will recognize him.
If you know me from the show, you will have to say hello and wait for me to say hello back, and then you might recognize the voice.
But they should all know they've gone to your YouTube channel or your
Twitter. Which they should.
Or your Twitter, you have the logo, people can see the logo. You can find him. He'll be there everywhere.
Get an autograph, he won't charge you much.
Haven't charged yet.
He told you, that's not much.
He always loves when you run up and hug him from behind. So make sure you go do that.
It's great, and I've got breakables from the dealer room in my backpack.
Yeah, and when you run up from behind to give him a hug, make sure that you, like really rub. He likes that.
Yeah.
Rub his belly.
You know, if somebody, if even one person actually does that, we're all in trouble. You know that, right? We won't hear about it for 2 weeks, but we're going to be in trouble.
Everyone on con security is my friend. I'm warning you.
Yeah, I'm going there just to do that now.
I know a 7-footer.
Here you go.
But can you teach it? Can you teach 7 feet?
Believe it or not, you can't.
Wow.
And if you think, yeah, I got two words for you, S-A-W-F-T. Wait a minute.
Mike.
Well, I guess, yeah, I could do have to promote. All right, so you guys can hit me up on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. You can also hit me up on my little project thingy. Look it up on Facebook, United Wrestling. We just did a thing today, and so we should have some stuff out this week. So, yeah, new content comes out every week. So, yeah, hit us up. Let's see what you think. And, yeah.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. At WTR Sunday Night on the Facebook and the Twitter. Follow Tim on the Twitters at Flame Forums.
I was wondering if I was ever going to get a chance to plug.
Have you plugged enough? Like, you can go buy a thing for the TV?
Well, just go to wildtalkradio.com/IPTV. I'm not asking you to buy anything before you read that webpage. And my God, once you read that webpage, you're going to be like, holy shit, look at the shit on the webpage. Just do it. That's all I'm saying is just go look at the webpage. Rock worked really hard on that.
I did.
I typed out a couple of things.
I did work hard on it.
Yeah, anyway. It took you a whole hour.
Maybe two.
And a half. All right, everybody. That's it. We're getting out of here. Have yourselves a good night. Go to bed. Go to bed. You've got work in the morning. Catch you next Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.